An Iraqi military official says at least 22 soldiers have been killed in an airstrike carried out by the U.S.-led coalition in the western Anbar province. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the soldiers were killed in an apparent friendly fire incident. According to him, the aircraft bombed the headquarters of an army company on the edge of the city of Ramadi. The military source added that there was no Iraqi warplane with combat duties in Anbar province. The spokesman for the coalition has, however, rejected the report, saying the only strike which was carried out in the area did not result in any casualties. Meanwhile, some have put the death toll of the raid at around 50, with a parliament member calling on Baghdad to expel the international coalition and prevent its aircraft from flying over Iraqi airspace. Iraqi forces are continuing with a massive military operation to liberate the city of Tikrit from ISIL terrorists. The army and volunteer forces have been advancing towards the center of the strategic city. Press TV's Rashan Saglam tells us more now about the gains in the field.
Iraqi forces are pressing ahead with their massive military operation to liberate the strategic city of Tikrit from ISIL terrorists. Iraqi soldiers and volunteer forces managed to liberate the presidential palaces complex near the city center and seized control of Tikrit General Hospital and the military hospital. Troops also took over the Hayakel and Al-Duyum and the industrial neighborhood. Officials say heavy clashes have taken place around Tikrit police station south of Qadisiyah.
In the early morning, volunteer forces and Iraqi military continued its ground operation toward the city center to cleanse it from ISIL militants. We were able to reach the areas as planned, and we will soon liberate Tikrit.
Meanwhile, Iraqi Air Force, backed by heavy artillery and tanks, continues to bomb ISIL hideouts in the center of the city of Tikrit. The Iraqi Air Force continued to bomb the center of Tikrit. This is while the ISIL militants continued to send cars full of explosives towards the line of defense of the Iraqi forces at the western axis of operations. This is while ISIL militants continue to use cars full of explosives against Iraqi forces, as it sent several cars towards the line of defense related to the Iraqi forces and volunteers.
We first liberated Al-Wajil and now Tikrit. We will liberate all Iraqi territory, as we will soon start out operations in Mosul after Tikrit.
Officials say ISIL militants are killing its members who are wounded because they cannot treat the injured terrorists. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, west of Tikrit.